好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
呀，今天讲到的题目是坦诚面对生命。
The sermon title today is Face Life Honestly。
呀，经文短短的，就是路德记一章十九到二十二节。
And the verse is in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 19 to 22.
讲到以先用一个短短的时间，借着祷告，把接下来的时间主权交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
来到你的面前，除了坦诚面对，还有别的出路吗？
So when we come to you, other than just face you, just honestly, do we have any other choice?
因为你就是道路、真理和生命啊。
Because you are the path, the truth, and the life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
A person has a son of God has life, and if he does not have the son of God, no life.
主啊，你所赐的生命何等的宝贵。
The life you give us so precious.
我们实在是没有一个权柄，不去坦诚面对啊。
And we just have no any right and not to face you honestly.
谢谢你借着路德记再次的提醒我们。
We thank you to remind us through the book of Ruth.
好，让我们晓得我们的生命的态度应该如何对你。
So that we know our attitude towards you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿门。
阿门。
好，坦诚面对生命。
Facing life honestly.
呀，讲到这个题目的时候，其实想想这篇信息实在是很扎我的心。
When we just talk about this title, actually, this message just really touched my heart.
Yeah, 生命诚可贵啊，对吧？
So life, it's just so precious.
自由价更高。
And freedom is, it kind of seems has a more value.
但是若未坦诚故呢，两者皆可抛啊。
However, if talking about just be honest and actually that both we can just discard.
因为坦诚面对上帝，坦诚面对基督，坦诚面对生命，是我们对上帝的态度，对吧？
Because the facing Jesus and facing God and facing the love honestly, that's our attitude.
而这个态度也决定了我们的高度啊。
And also this attitude determines our altitude.
有人说人生不过就是个面子，你同意吗？
Some people say that life is just a face.
或者有人说是人活着往往是死要面子，活受罪，听过没有呢？
Or some people say you just have to suffer for your face. Have you heard of it?
我记得我是35年前出国去了挪威留学。
I went abroad 35 years ago to Norway to study.
我现在还记得很清楚，差不多才过一个月就后悔，想打退堂鼓回国了。
I still remember that it's just over 1 month. I regretted. I want to go home.
但是这个人呐、啊，不混出个人样来，是无颜见江东父老啊。
However, if I just don't achieve something, and it's kind of shameless than to see my family.
今天这篇信息经文当中所说的拿俄米呢？也有同样的情节、
Same as a character in this book about Naomi, and she had the same issue.
她也出国了十年呢。
Naomi has been abroad for 10 years.
跟她的先生、她的丈夫和两个儿子也出国，从伯利恒去到了摩押地啊。
She went abroad with her husband and 2 sons from the Bethlehem to Moab.
但是混得不怎么样啊。
However, she did not just have a pretty good.
最终混的结果是个家破人亡啊。
And at the end, her family has been ruined.
试问她又如何见江东的父老呢？
So in this case, how can she meet the elders of her hometown?
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
有颜面对父老。
Face the elders.
呀，这好像与众不同，对吧？
Seems like it's very unique, right?
拿俄米呢，好像是反其道而行之。他不顾他的颜面就回来了，回到伯利恒。
So Naomi just did the opposite. She just did not care about her face. She came back to Bethlehem.
那不但自己回来，而且还带了一个摩押女子路德也回来了。
She not only came home by herself. She also brought the Moabite woman Ruth.
那这个路德是谁呢？
Who is Ruth?
就是前面说你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神的那一位，对吧？
Ruth, she's the one who said, "Your kingdom is my kingdom, and your God is my God."
我盼望大家读经的时候要读到细节，小心里边每一个 detail, 每一个具体的细节。
I hope when you read the Bible, just pay attention in every details in the word.
圣经特别强调他们二人同行来到伯利恒。
The Bible specifically emphasizes the two of them walked together and came to Bethlehem.
我们来看看今天经文带给我们怎样的亮光呢？
Let's see what kind of a delight and the Bible gave us.
首先是重新面对陌生啊。
first face the unfamiliar again.
大家想一想，为什么说是重新面对陌生呢？
So what do we say that facing the unfamiliar again?
Yeah, 圣经的笔触是非常细致小心的。
The scriptures are just very detailed.
Yeah, 可能已经是一个，怎么讲呢？就是拿俄米回到伯利恒来看吧。
So let's look at the Naomi just returned to Bethlehem.
Yeah, 圣经没有说，拿俄米是回到伯利恒，对吧？他没有这么讲。
The Bible did not say Naomi she returned to Bethlehem.
而是说她来到伯利恒。
The Bible says she came to Bethlehem.
想一想为什么这个道理呢？
So just think about what is reason.
因为离开了十年的伯利恒啊。
Because Naomi has been away from Bethlehem for 10 years.
那对于这个原本是很熟悉伯利恒的拿俄米来说呢？
So for Naomi, she used to be familiar with Bethlehem.
那伯利恒可能已经是一个既熟悉又陌生的家园了，对吧？
So in this case, Bethlehem may already be a familiar and unfamiliar home for her.
呀，你现在再回到原来所居住的家乡，你的城市，可能都变样了。
When you return to the city you used to live, it may be just changed totally.
呀，我回到广州去的时候，发现广州已经不是我从小到大长的那个样子了，两回事了。
I remember when I returned to Guangzhou, and it's no longer the same.
拿俄米也是一样啊，重新回到伯利恒，可能许许多多的东西都是物是人非，或者人是物非了，对吧？
So for same for Naomi, when she returned to Bethlehem, all the things seem such as changed.
那对于路德来说怎么样呢？
For Ruth, what about her?
那她就是来到一个全新的家园了。
So for Ruth, it was a new home.
呀，不但是一个全新的家园，而且是一个信心的国度，委身的团契呀。
Not only this, and it is the kingdom of faith, and also a committed fellowship.
大家有没有想过一个道理呢？
Have you thought about a reason?
这个人呐，这个面对陌生人和陌生环境的时候呢？
So when a person just faced with the strangers and the unfamiliar environments.
如果你没有一个信心做支撑，你是很难走下去的。
People will not be able to go forward if they do not have faith to support them.
在这个时候，我们会发现，好像上帝赐给路德与拿俄米，它是一个对生命成长共同体的关系啊。
And we see that God just gave Ruth and Naomi a relationship.To a growing community of life.
两个人就有好像有一条看不见的线把他们绑在一起。
It seems like there's an invisible line just put them binding together.
目的是要让神和人喜悦他们的心一同的增长。
And the purpose is just for to please people and God with this too and just both go together.
耶稣基督的成长就是我们的榜样，对吧？
Jesus Christ's growth is our role model.
也有点像我们，比如说夫妻关系啊，也是属于这一类的关系。
It's just like the relationship with our spouse.
父母跟儿女的亲子关系啊。
Also the parenthood.
就是包括有些朋友的关系也是这样子啊。
Even the friend, the relationship with friends.
都有一个共同点，对吧？
And they all have one thing in common.
就是一同重新面对共同的陌生啊。
That is.To face the common strangeness again.
这个道理其实坦率讲还不容易懂，不容易理解，但慢慢体会吧。
This truth is not easy to understand. We just try to just get to know that.
其次呢是勇敢面对脸色。
Second, face people's facial expressions bravely.
一个人成长与否的其中一个标志呢，就是如何面对人的脸色。
One of the signs of a person's growth is.How to face people's faces?
Yeah, 我们很多人都比较容易被别人的脸色所控制，会不会啊？
Are we just easily just controlled by people's face?
有没有想过什么是脸色呢？
Have you thought about what is a person's face?
Yeah, 简言之呢，脸色就是一个人的心理情绪在脸上留下的痕迹嘛。
In short, the facial expression that is the trace of person's psychological emotions left on the face.
但是想想这个脸色跟我有什么关系呢？
Then when we just think back, so what is that related to us?
这脸色原本是别人心理活动的印记，并不与你产生必然的联系啊。
So, however, the facial expression originally that is the imprint of other people's psychological activities, And it is not necessarily related to you.
但是这个时候，只要你一旦去反应呢？
However, in this situation, as soon as you react,
那么别人的脸色就在你的生命当中产生关联的价值了。
And then other people's face just have associated value with you.
要甚至会对你产生控制的作用，你想过没有呢
？And also have a controlling effect on you. Have you thought about that?
要圣经描述伯利恒人对拿俄米回乡的脸色是惊讶两个字。
The Bible describes that the face of the Bethlehemites.At Naomi's return home was surprised.
而惊讶这两个字甚至是合城的人的共同的脸谱啊。
And surprising, that is the common face of the people in the city.
这个惊讶是有信息在里边的，对吧？
There's a message about their just surprising expression.
这惊讶的意思仿佛在问问题啦。
So the meaning of the surprise seems like they're asking.
哎，你怎么回来了
？How did you come back？
当年走的时候不是很威风吗
？So what's it? Is the very majestic when you left, wasn't it？
十年前走的时候不是一家四口吗
？Wasn't it a family of four when you left 10 years ago？
怎么只有你一个人回来了
？How come you're the only one back？
你怎么还带了一个陌生的女人女子回到这里呢
？Why did you bring a strange woman back？
请问她是谁呢
？Who is she？
看你这个样子，行李也不太多呀。
Seems like you don't have that much luggage.
难道你没有发财吗
？So, have you not just made the fortune?
还是发了财，钱都藏哪去了
？Or you made a fortune, but you hid the money.
当然，这些话可能当时人们嘴巴不会说了。
Of course, then the people did not just say that at that moment.
但是你不要忘，都会写在人的脸上的。
However, it was made just written on their face.
这就是脸色啦。
That's a facial expression.
人这一生可能真的需要一个勇敢的心去面对他人的脸色，对不对
？In our life, maybe we just have to boldly face people's facial expression.
好，最后呢是坦然面对嘲笑。
Finally, face the ridicule calmly.
让人都回来了，对吧
？So now they're back.
左邻右舍的人总得说些什么吧
？So the neighbor just have to say something.
通常说话的可能都是妇女们先说吧。
Usually, the people would talk that's those women.
哎呦，这是拿俄米耶。
Is this Naomi?
这是拿俄米吗
？Is this Naomi?
难道真是拿俄米吗
？Is that really you, Naomi?
好像不认识。
Seems that we don't know.
却又叫得出名字。
But they can call her by name.
这种嘲笑的意味就很浓了，对不对
？The meaning of the ridicule is very strong.
一个人问也就罢了。
If it's just one person asks, then
这可能是合成的女人都在问的。
But this is what all the women in the city are asking.
回乡的路上走的没走几步，一个人来问你是拿俄米吗
？So after walking a few steps, a woman just asks, "Are you Naomi?"
两个人问，三个人问，十个人问，一百个人问呢
？What if the two people, three people, or 10 people, or 100 people ask?
不妨试想一想，如果是你身临其中。你会作何感想呢
？If it was you, how would you feel?
其实真正面对的还不是问。
Actually, what we just really have to face is not the people's asking.
那是还没有人问就已经惧怕人问的那种内心的恐惧，会不会啊
？But just to be afraid of the inner fear of being asked before no one ever asks, right?
想想我们自己心中有些什么惧怕呢
？Just ask our heart.
Yeah, 什么样的情况下你怕别人问怕别人知道呢
In what kind of situation you have the fear for people asking you?
可能生意失败啦
Maybe your business failed.
离婚啦
Or maybe you divorced.
或者你克夫啦丧妻啦对吧
Or maybe you just lost your husband, your wife, you just bereaved.
孩子不肯读书不肯工作呀
Or maybe your children do not want to study or just go to work.
没读大学啊
Maybe your child didn't go to school, college.
也一交男朋友就打胎了
And maybe your child just was pregnant.
现在流行的就在家里躺平啊。
Or maybe it's very popular that the kids just lay flat at home.
每天沉迷的游戏之中啊。
And also addicted to the games.
每天沉迷在色情网站啊。
And those are the immoral some those kind of website.
每天沉迷在电子游戏机里边。
Or just addicted to those the video games.
赌博呀。
Gambling.
自残呢、啊、
，self-harm，
甚至还有些自杀吧。
Some just even just pursue suicide. Yeah,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
人生走到谷底所要面对的 嘲笑你坦然吗？
Are you at ease with the ridicule that you just have to face when your life just reached this bottom?
这是拿俄米回到伯利恒，他得有他的颜面来面对父老乡亲的。
So this is for Naomi, and she needs to have the face to face her people in the hometown.
如果是你，你有这个颜面去面对江东父老吗？
If it was you, are you able to face the elders?
或者问问我们自己的心，我们坦然吗？
Ask our heart, are we at ease?
好，我们先来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
接纳马拉身份呐。
Accept the identity of Mara.
以色列人出埃及可以说是千辛万苦，终于过了红海呀。
The Israelites came out of Egypt. It's really hard work, and they finally crossed the Red Sea.
好不容易过了红海了。
Finally, they just crossed the Red Sea.
在埃及经过了十灾呀。
So in Egypt, they went through those 10 disasters.
最后一灾杀长子的时候，死神就越过以色列人家。去杀埃及人的长子了。
So at the last disasters, God just killed the oldest son in the Egypt, but just passed by the Israelites.
然后一路走，埃及的追兵就一路在后面追呀。
So while they were just escaping, and then those soldiers of the Egypt, and they just kind of chased after them.
上帝让以色列人在红海走干地过去，但是当埃及追兵的时候，让他们都掩盖在海水里边了。
God has let the Israelites just walk on the dry land on the Red Sea, but when the soldiers of Egypt came, they were just drowned.
这心里边很爽，对吧？
So just in their heart, they feel very wonderful, right?
感受上觉得也自己很拽，对吧？
Maybe in the feeling, they feel very proud.
但是令所有以色列人想象不到的，过了红海的第一口泉水，竟然是马拉的苦泉呐。
Unexpectedly, the first spring water encountered after crossing the Red Sea was Mara, bitter spring.
人生常常是遇到一些意想不到的意外，就会临到自己生命当中来。
In life, and sometimes just unexpected things just happen.
想好的这份工作突然就没了。
So if you just got a job, suddenly you just lost the job.
想好要生一个儿子，是个女儿啊。
So when you just think you want to have a baby boy, however, it is a girl.
可能刚刚谈好的一笔生意突然间就没了。
Maybe you just have the done deal for a business. However, you just find at the end you just lose it.
这也是拿俄米和路德要共同面对的挑战呢、啊。回到家来，对吧
？This is the challenge that Naomi and Ruth face together.
首先，请叫我马拉。
First, please call me Mara.
我们知道马拉的来历是怎样呢
？So we know the Mara's history is.
摩西领着以色列人从红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不到水，到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那个地名就叫马拉呀。
The Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days, they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Mara, they could not drink its water because it was bitter.
当年以色列人面对苦泉马拉呢
？So during the time when the Israelites they're facing this bitter fountain.
与我们今天面对苦难到底是一样的。
So that is in the same way we face suffering today.
拿俄米从一个岁月静好、全家安康的日子。
So Naomi just with her quiet day and the family's just well-being.
一下子跌到谷底了。
Suddenly, hit rock bottom.
会不会跟我们今天我们这在世上的人很多人都是一样，对吧
？It's pretty similar to today's the world.
过去几十年，我们都是口袋里钱包多多的、鼓鼓胀胀的，去到欧洲、美洲、日本各地去购物，那购得很欢呐，对吧
？So for the past decades, we just have full of the cash in the pocket, just wanting.To Europe, just go shopping.
巴不得这种岁月静好的日子长长久久啊。
And we're just hoping with this kind of the nice quiet days can just last long.
哪里想到2019年到秋天、冬天的时候，突然间这个新冠病毒就肆虐全球了。
And by the end of 2019, and the COVID. And 19 just swept over the world.
直到今天还有封城的 清零的事情存在，对吧？
And even till today, and still have the lockdown.
啊，听说这个新冠病毒又开始一个大的高峰来到了。
And it was just talking about is that the COVID is kind of just the race again.
这种现象在人生中当中应该是常态吧？
This kind of situation is pretty common.
怎么办呢？
What can we do?
我们可以自怨自怜呐、啊，对吧
？So we can like a self-complaining and self-pity.
我们可以苦读埋怨呐、
啊。We can just have the bitterness and complain.
甚至可以怨天尤人吧。
We can even just blame the
或者是打肿脸充胖子，让人觉得自己还不错。
Or maybe we're just pretending to make people think we're still good.
但是拿俄米是直接一步到位啊。
However, Naomi just went straight.
她向众人宣告一件事情，请叫我马拉。
Naomi just announced, please call me Mara.
所有的脸色与嘲笑瞬间鸦雀无声。
So all the facial expressions and ridicules were instantly silent.
这个时候人们就会问了，这是什么缘故？这是什么人呢？怎么会如此这番的担当呢？
At this time, people would ask,What is the reason for this?
其次，神使我受苦。
Second, God made me suffer.
认识这个真理实在是很难呐、啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, to understand about this truth, it's really difficult.
拿俄米不埋怨不苦读的原因何在呢？
So what is the reason why Naomi is not complaining, no, not bitter?
别人未必知道，但是拿俄米自己很清楚啊。
Others may not know, but Naomi is very clear.
他直截了当的宣告一件事情，因为全能者使我受了大苦啊。
Naomi just proclaimed very clearly, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter.
请留意讲这句话的时候，他没有情绪啊。
Please pay attention when Naomi said this.
我觉得
他
未必学识很高，但是他有这样的智慧，我为他感恩呢、啊。
Maybe she does not have a high education. However, with the words that she said, I really admire.
因为认识这个真理是相当不容易，可能你真非得经过苦难才行。
Because knowing this truth is not easy and may require suffering.
大家还记得约伯吧？
Do you still remember Job?
约伯在一天之内，所有的财物了、牛羊了、仆人的儿女啊，都没了。
All Job's belongings, cattle, sheep, servants, and children were gone in one day.
而且是死的死，毁的毁，杀的杀，都没了，怎么办呢？
And all were ruined and destroyed, and all are gone. What can you do?
你说我无所谓。
And if you say, well, it's okay for me.
我不伤心，不难过。
I'm not sad.
那一定是假话嘛。
And that must be fake.
怎么可能呢？
How could that be possible?
圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
圣经说约伯便起来撕裂外袍剃了头伏在地上下拜。
The Bible said, At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship.
这个可能是我们生命当中的奥秘哦。
This could be just a mystery in life.
鼓励弟兄姐妹，无论你遭遇怎样大难、大难、大事儿。
I encourage brothers and sisters, no matter what encounter, what kind of tribulation you encounter,
请你效法约伯。
Please just imitate Job.
再难过，再悲伤，不要忘记敬拜神了。
No matter how sad and just how hard you feel, and don't forget, just worship God.
千万不要学那些情绪主义者呀。
Don't just learn from the people who just put the emotion as their top priority.
遇到什么事儿不敬拜了，不祷告了，不团契了，不奉献了，不上帝了，那情绪才是他的上帝啊。
So if you face something and then you just stop worshiping God, do your tithing, and just get close to God, and then God is not God, your God.
回头看看约伯怎么样呢
？Let's look at Job. How did he do?
此时此刻的约伯竟然还能够敬拜神呐、啊。
At this moment, Job can still worship God.
所以难怪圣经称约伯是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事啊。
So that's why the Bible just calls Job he is the man who was blameless and upright, and he feared God and shunned evil.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
赏赐的是耶和华。
The Lord gave.
收取的难道不也是耶和华吗
And the Lord has taken away.
我们认真想想，凭什么神就不可以取走我们的身外之物呢？
Think about this. Why can God take what's outside of us?
好，最后，这是我所是啊。
Lastly, this is who I am.
Yeah, 就好像马丁路德说 ，Here I stand. 这就是我的立场。
As similar, just like Martin Luther said, Here
yeah,
I stand.
这就是我呀。
This is me.
Yeah, 有的时候。在上帝活出一个神眼中的我是不容易的。
Sometimes to live out a person that in God's eyes that's not easy.
既然是这样，你们为何还要叫我拿俄米呢
？Since then, why did you still call me Naomi?
难道你看不见我今天的光景吗
？Don't you see that's where I am today?
拿俄米的意就是甜呐、啊。
So the meaning of Naomi that's sweet.
但是我今天是苦啊。
However, today I'm bitter.
而且是上帝使我受苦啊。
And also God made me suffer.
难道你不知道我不是拿俄米，我就是马拉呀。
Don't you know I'm not Naomi, I am Mara.
但是我接受，我感恩。
However, I accept and I feel thankful.
呀，你们在座的每一位可以为我做见证啊。
So everyone here can just bear witness for me.
呀，求神帮助我，指示我寻见。他所指示我的那棵树，好叫我将树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
May God just help me and guide me to find a tree He will show me, so that I can throw it into the water and the water will just be sweet.
呀，大家看见拿俄米心中的盼望吗
？Do you see the hope in Naomi's heart?
从甜到苦，但是在苦中，她仍然还有一个甜的盼望，对吧
？From sweet to bitter, however, in her the bitterness.She still just have the hope of sweet.
她说，请你们称我是马拉吧。
She said, just please call me Mara today.
因为她心里很相信一个真理啊。
Because Naomi believed the truth.
因为接纳了自己是马拉，就有了一个甜美的盼望，知道吗
？Because accepting yourself as Mara just brings hope of sweetness.
而我们常说，我过去可是拿俄米，为何今天是马拉呢？
So a lot of us, we will say, in the past, I'm Naomi. How come today I'm just a Mara?
总是把我们的眼光注目在过去和埋怨苦读上。
And we just a lot of times we just focus in our past and our future.
为什么不接纳自己的今天，去朝向未来呢
？Why not just accept yourself as today and look forward to the future?
殊不知，神要医治我们在埃及时所染的一切的灾病啊！
So don't you know that God just wants to heal all the diseases that we contracted in Egypt?
我们继续怀着信心，能不能够再往前走多一步呢
？Can we just move one step further, just with faith?
走多一步，不单是找到那一棵树啊。
We use the one step further. Not only you can find a tree.
就是那一棵使马拉的泉水从苦变甜的那棵树。
So that is a tree can just make the water just from bitter to sweet.
神让我们不但得生命，而且得的更丰盛啊
！God not only let us have life, also to be abundant life.
再往前走就是以灵泉了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, you move one step further. That's a fountain of healing.
以灵泉可是有十二股水泉呐、
啊。So the fountain of healing has 12 springs of water.
有十二棵棕榈树啊。
And 12 palm trees.
它能满足以色列十二支派的需要啊。
It meets the needs of the 12 tribes of Israel.
至于我和我的一家都必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my family, we will serve God.
那么当然，至于我和我的一家都必得蒙神的眷顾与满足供应啊。
Also, as for me and my whole family, we will be blessed by God.
圣经的话语是这么充满了智慧恩典，你是否抓到了呢
？God's word is full of the grace and the wisdom. Do you catch that?
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
路德相伴回家呀。
Ruth accompanies home.
路德作为一个摩押人呢
？So for Ruth as a Moabite.
按照圣经的吩咐，她是不可以入耶和华的会的。
Based on the Bible's command, she was not allowed to join the assembly of the Lord.
这不是我说的，圣经上这么说的。
It is not what I said.
在生命记的23:3有这么一句话。
It's in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 3.
他说亚门人或是摩押人不可入耶和华的会，他们的子孙虽过十代，也永不可入耶和华的会。
The Bible says, no Ammonite or Moabite.Or any of their descendants may enter the assembly of the Lord.
那这些经文其实是路德记的一个关键的转折点呐。
This is a key turning point in the book of Ruth.
也是理解福音的症结所在了。
And also it is the crux of understanding the gospel.
我们看看圣经是怎么铺开路德相伴回家的信息呢？
Let's see how the Bible just let us see and about the Ruth accompanies home.
首先，她是拿俄米的儿妇啊。
First, she was Naomi's daughter-in-law.
这个时候的路德已经不是那么简单的一个摩押人了。
At this time, Ruth was no longer a Moabite.
她乃是一个归入以色列家的人了。
She's a person who belonged to the family of Israel.
就好像我们过去都是不信耶稣的，都是外邦人，因为。信了耶稣成为神家里的人一个道理
Just like us, in the past, we were the Gentiles. However, since we believe in Jesus, and we just become and the God's family.
那路德是如此，那大媳妇俄尔巴怎么说呢
So Ruth is like this. What about the eldest daughter-in-law, Orpah?
她也曾经呀嫁入以利米勒家中做大儿子马伦的妻子，对吧？
Orpah used to marry into the house of the Elimelech as the wife of the eldest son of the Moab.
但是她的心是对着人，没有对着神呐。
However, her heart is not facing the Lord, but to the people.
她的丈夫一走，她就回各回各家，各找各妈，回到她摩押地去拜她摩押地的偶像的神去了。
So once her husband Mahlon died, and she went back home to worship her gods.
Yeah.俄尔巴的情况有点像我们今天的什么样的情况呢
？So Orpah's situation is a pretty similar like today's situation, like what?
今天来到教会也有不少的俄尔巴，会不会啊
？Just like today, and many people come to the church, just like Orpah.
人是坐在教会里边了。
Physically, the person sit in the church.
但是心里边没有真正的信上帝，没有真正的信耶稣啊。
However, in the heart, they did not really believe in God.
那最终的结果当然就流失啦，就和上帝无缘啦，没关系啦。
And at the end, that this person just has nothing to do with God.
有没有啊？这样的人不少，对吧
？So are there people like this?
呀，以前教会五年到七年，差不多就是换一轮人呐。
So in the church, in 5 to 7 years, and the people just have to turn over.
真正坚持下的人不多的。
Not very many people just persisted and stayed.
流失率也是蛮高的。
Also, the rate of just losing that it's very high.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你是坚持还是流失呢
？Do you are you the one you persist or you just choose to lose?
好，我们来看看路德。
Let's look at Ruth.
路德和以利米勒的小儿子基连也结婚了十年了。
So Ruth married her the youngest son, the Chilean, for 10 years.
Yeah, 她不但得到丈夫，而且还得到丈夫的民族所相信的以色列耶和华神呐。
So Ruth not only just got a husband, she also got the Jehovah that her husband.
那怎么知道她得到了上帝呢？
How do we know that Ruth received God?
因为这个时候她的生命不再牵绊于某一个人了。
Because at this point, her life is not just kind of just bind, just like a influenced by anyone.
那是超越生死的，丈夫去世了，她还是跟着耶和华呀。
That is that even though she lost her husband, she still follow God.
像我们今天很多来到教会，也是因为某一个人才来到教会，对吧
？So like today, and some people came to the church just because.For some people.
这个人在教会他这些人也就在教会跟随这个人来到了教会
If this person is in a church and then they just follow then they stay in a church
有一天这个人软弱跌倒了或者他离开教会一群人跟着他走了
One day if this person just stumbled or he left the church and
这种现象
then the whole group of people just go with him
这种现象在今天的教会还少吗
This kind of a situation is that very rare
所以我们也要打起十二分精神，留意教会当中的喜欢拉帮结派的人。
Therefore, we just also need to pay attention about in the church, some people like just to do the group or just do a division.
Yeah, 我们过往在教会也经历蛮多这样类似的事情了。
So in the past, in the church, and we experience a lot of situation like this.
他来的时候带一群人来。
When he came to the church,
走的时候不但是带着这一群人走，还拖泥带水，拔出萝卜带着泥，也带很多人离开了。
Also, when he left, he not only just brought those group of people, also he just pulled out some other congregations.
所以他不是真正的信仰，他信的是人，不是神了。
So what he truly believed is not faith, but he believed in people.
而路德对耶和华的信仰是单单对准神。 甚至她的丈夫去世，她仍然跟着拿俄米回到以色列，回到伯利恒。
For Ruth, and she just aimed at God instead of people, and she just returned to Bethlehem with the Naomi.
无论是生死，也超越了生死，也不能隔绝割裂她与耶稣基督的爱呀。
So no matter life or death, it just could not separate her love.
其次呢，她是从摩押回到了伯利恒。
Second, she returned from Moab to Bethlehem.
大家留意，路德的信仰并不是挂在嘴边的一个表面文章。
Just pay attention. Ruth's faith was not superficial.
乃是真实的委身呢。
But a real commitment.
她大嫂俄尔巴对她来讲本来是熟悉的。
Her elder sister-in-law Orpah, he was familiar to her.
但是今天倒成了她的陌生啊。
However, today, and she just became her new stranger.
伯利恒本应是一个陌生的国度。
Bethlehem should have been a strange country.
如今却成为路德她永远的追求了。
But now, it has become her eternal pursuit.
她对她的婆婆拿俄米怎么说呢？
So Ruth said to her mother-in-law Naomi,
她请你不要催我回去，不跟从你啊。
Don't urge me to leave you.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
And so where you go, I will go.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Where you stay, I will stay.
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神呐。
Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
好，最后此时正是丰收时节。
Finally, it is harvest time.
我们想想，拿俄米也好，路德也罢。
Whether it was Naomi or Ruth.
从出发的时候，他就听说呀。到达伯利恒，他就亲眼所见，印证了神的信实伟大。
From what she heard when she set off, of what she saw with her own eyes when she arrived in Bethlehem,
特别是拿俄米，一定是感触良多呀。
Naomi in particular must have felt a lot.
她跟随她的丈夫以利米勒离开了伯利恒，奔向摩押地呀。
She left Bethlehem with her husband Elimelech and ran to the land of Moab.
结果是家破人亡，死路一条啊。
But she ended up in ruins and death.
但是殊不知神怜悯她呀。
However, God had mercy on her.
使她听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们。
Causing her heard in Moab that the Lord has come to the aid of her this people by providing food for them.
神不但赐给她存活。
God not only just gave her life,
使她饱足
but fed her.
甚至使她得到更加丰盛的生命，超过她所思所想。
God even just gave her a richer life, far beyond what she thought.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天这堂坦诚面对生命之道就讲到这里了。
That's it for today's sermon, facing life honestly.
好不好？让我们放下自己骄傲的身段。
So can we just let go of just our proud stature?
接纳自己生命当中的卑微。
Accept the lowness in our life.
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们所要的呢，告诉神。
In every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our request to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念呐。
And the peace of God, which transcends and all understanding will guard our hearts and the mind in Christ Jesus.
面对生命
facing life honestly.
请问你坦诚吗？
So are you honest to God?
你活在光中吗？
Do you live under the light?
你心中的黑暗愿意拿出来见光吗？
Are you willing just to show your darkness to God?
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praise be with you.
求主今天在我们当中掌王权居首位。
God, please have your sovereignty in our life today.
你就在我们心中掌权吧。
Please, just that it's in control of our life.
我们愿意主。你是我们永远的主，你是我们永远的神。
Lord, you are our eternal God.
我们也效法路德的这份心智啊。
We will also just imitate the Ruth's right mindset.
无论去到哪里，我们就认准耶稣基督了。
No matter where we go, and we just focus on God.
即使是生死，也不能隔绝与耶稣基督之间的爱呀。
No matter it's life or death, and nothing can hinder your love with us.
谢谢主，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.